Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. We want to hear from you, too. So if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, it is Basic Gospel Live, and you can come into the studio right now and speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. And that, of course, is good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Give us a call now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Our meme for today that we posted on our Facebook page is this: the cross of Jesus Christ is the cure for guilt and shame. It is the truth that frees us from the sins of the past and enables us to walk in the freedom of God's love and grace today. So rejoice, you have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
Good news.
It is great news, and it fits with what we talked about yesterday, that Jesus Christ did not come into this world to condemn the world, but to save it through himself. Mm-hmm. And that's the story of the good news.
Yes.
That's what this gospel is all about. I mean, we come into this world dead spiritually. We're under the condemnation of the law of sin and death. And there's no way for us to get out from underneath that. We are stuck. We are prisoners, mm-hmm, to the law of sin and death. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need one who could shed his blood that would be the price to redeem us out of that marketplace. And that's exactly what Jesus did. And we see this in John 3:36. And this is a passage that really follows what we said yesterday of John 3:17. And here's what we read in John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. So Jesus Christ is that person in which everything comes from. Mm-hmm. I mean, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, it's just darkness, it's just death, it's just lostness, it's just all the things that we see out there in the world. So God has simplified it and said, if you have Jesus, you have eternal life. Now, whoever does not obey the Son, whoever does not believe in the Son, shall not see life, but the wrath of God, listen to this, remains on him. So it's not that the wrath of God is going to come upon somebody. The wrath of God is on all of us, yeah, when we enter into this world. We come into this world dead spiritually. Mm-hmm. That is the result of the sin of Adam and Eve. So they fell, and they passed on that fallen condition to all of mankind. So we don't come into this world like Adam and Eve did. Of course, they were created, but we're birthed into this world. Mm-hmm. They were perfectly innocent,
yeah,
and they were fully alive, and they chose death. We come into this world dead with the opportunity to choose life.
Life.
So we are under that wrath that fell upon Adam and Eve, that's just been passed on from generation to generation to generation. And there's hope, there's victory in the good news of Jesus Christ. So whoever believes in the Son crosses over from death to life. Mm-hmm. That condemnation is lifted off, that wrath is lifted off, and now we're free to experience new life in Jesus Christ. And the reason it's lifted off, because of what Jesus did at the cross. He who knew no sin became sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. So there's an exchange. Jesus took our sins upon himself, and in exchange for that, he gave us his righteousness and eternal life. So if you've believed in the Son, you have eternal life. You're saved. You are going to be with God forever. That's the good news. Why? Because he lives, you live.
Right.
He has given you his life. His life is an indestructible life, which makes your eternal life indestructible, mm-hmm, since it's his life.
Yeah.
Now, if you refuse that life, you're just going to remain dead. And that's the wrath of God. And when you die physically and the judgment comes, it's simply this. You refused Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You would not believe in the Son. So you're just going to remain dead eternally. So that's what this good news is all about. It's the good news that sets us free from the condemnation that we were already under when we entered in this world. It lifts that condemnation off of us so that we can experience freedom, life, and forgiveness.
That's good stuff to experience.
Indeed.
It very truly is. Well, it's basic gospel, everybody. And in line with what Bob was talking about as we got this program underway, why are we so quick to condemn? Well, that's the subject of a new YouTube video in the Basic Gospel YouTube channel. We encourage you to go there because I think it's a pretty good addition to that. So it's our Basic Gospel YouTube channel. Why are we so quick to condemn? Well, again, it's about 5 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, and if you're hearing the broadcast at this time, well, you're hearing the broadcast live, and we want you to be a part of it. So go ahead and call right now at 844-322-2742, whether Canada or the U.S. It's toll-free, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, as we move deeper into October, talk to our listeners just a little bit about what it means to us as a ministry for them to stand by us in this message of grace.
Well, here's what it means to me. It's, you know, Basic Gospel is more than just you and I in the studio. It's more than just our staff that work so diligently each and every day. It is a large group of people that God has assembled who all share a common desire, and that's to see this good news of Jesus Christ touch as many lives as possible. And to do it through radio, to do it through the other media channels that we have, but just consistently get this good news, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension of Christ out there over the airwaves. And as people respond, as people hear it, they have a chance to believe. And when they believe it, then they have a chance to live it out in their day-to-day lives. So we want to connect as many people to the story of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection as we can. So when you give, you're joining in that effort. When you think about value to customers, and that's kind of a mantra today. Yeah. What kind of value are you giving to customers? When you think that somebody can tune into the Basic Gospel broadcast, they can hear the good news, they can receive Jesus, and in receiving Jesus, receive eternal life, there's no better value. I mean, that is absolutely priceless. And through your gifts, you can have an opportunity to bring that value, to bring that eternal life to people all across this globe.
Yes, indeed. Well, that is good news that we can do that, and it's only possible, friends, because you give to make it possible. So we encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net and click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage. And when you do, we're going to send you a copy of our great book called The Basic Gospel, and that's what it is, The Basic Gospel. The name tells the story. So again, give any time, day or night, at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this question from Kelly regarding God's promise with Israel found in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. How does this promise apply to the Gentiles since this passage does not mention us in it?
Well, that is a really, really good question. And we have to go to the New Testament to answer that. And the best place to go is 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that Paul was a minister of the new covenant. So when he went out all around the world of that day, when he went to the province of Galatia and Philippi and Thessaloniki and Corinth and Rome and all of these various places, he went as a minister of the new covenant. Now, who did he minister to? Well, he would normally go first to the Jew. He would go to the synagogue. But most of his ministry was to the Gentiles.
Yes, absolutely, to the Gentiles.
So they were included in this new covenant. Mm-hmm. So this new covenant is for the people of God, and we're a part of the people of God. We see also in the book of Ephesians that we Gentiles were once far away from God, without God and without hope in this world, mm-hmm. but now we've been brought near, and we are fellow heirs of these promises.
Yes.
So the new covenant applies to us. So for the people of Israel, they stepped out of the old into the new. Mm-hmm. We simply step into the new when we receive Jesus Christ. So there are a number of passages in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 2 and 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, that really let us know that we're a part mm-hmm. of this new covenant.
Yeah. Well, as you said, it was a great question and a great answer. Thank you for that, Bob. Well, friends, again, we have open lines for you at 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. This question from Ron, he says, my wife resents my increasing faith and desire to walk with Jesus. She says I've changed and doesn't want to be with me except to support the kids and the fact that she's a homemaker. I sleep on the couch and my kids don't want to hear about Jesus. My wife is right. I have changed. Given that she wants me out of the house, what's a guy to do?
Well, I think, Ronald, that's something that you and your wife really need to discuss. And Paul addresses that in his letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7. And he talks about believers living with unbelievers. And he is saying that if she can live with you and wants to continue to live with you, then stay there. Why? Because they're going to have an opportunity to see the gospel lived out in and through you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to sanctify them, set them apart to see what this gospel is all about. So if you can hang in there. And continue to live as a child of God. And, you know, you may want to step back as well and say, how am I trying to communicate this good news? Am I trying to cram it down their throats? And a lot of times that's what we do. When mm-hmm. we get excited about our Christianity, we get excited about the good news, we just want to cram it down everybody's throat.
Yeah.
And we get a little pushy with it. So you may want to step back and ask the question, am I being pushy? Am I trying to cram this down their throats? Or am I trying to be sensitive and understand kind of their life and what's really going on inside of them and to be able to find relevant ways to connect the gospel to what's happening in their lives?
Right.
That's going to be the best way moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Bible would say to you, stick in there. Now, if she wants to leave, then it says let her go. And that's what the Word of God has to say. So,
mm-hmm.
but if you can stick in there, stay with it and let God do his work in that situation.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we appreciate so much those of you who reach out for an answer, and we hope you're listening and this has been a help to you. Again, 844-322-2742. Lines available. If it's 12 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it's Basic Gospel Live. You can come inside the studio right now and speak directly with Bob Christopher and me, and we would love for you to do that. Again, 844-322-2742. We also invite you to join the live video stream of this program each day from either Facebook or YouTube. You'll find direct links at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, here's a question that came in. This is from Laura. She says, I just discovered your radio program recently. I've been praying for some time that the Lord would help me understand his love for me, as he often seems distant and or displeased with me. Your program has been so refreshing, like a cup of cool water in the desert. Now I understand in my head that Jesus paid it all, but how do I get it down into my heart? It's always been a battle with my emotions to really believe he loves me, because there is always some improvement to be made in our character or some service to provide and so forth. So that's from Laura.
Well, Laura, you've just been involved in probably teaching that said you needed to improve, you needed to clean yourself up in order to draw near to God. And that's a legalistic mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to take some time to change that mindset. And that's what Romans 12:2 is all about. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed through the renewing of the mind. So, Laura, that's what's needed here. Now, here's something that I want you to think about. You said, I have it in my mind, I need to get it to my heart.
Yeah.
And then you immediately talked about your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And let's kind of think about this a little bit. The heart is really kind of the seedbed of all of our affections. It's where life kind of flows from. So when we come to Christ, we get a new heart. We get a clean heart.
Yeah.
So those old hearts have been circumcised. That unbelief that was there has been cut away. And belief in Jesus has been placed into our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's true. And our minds, that's where our feelings come from. So when we start thinking certain things, those thoughts are going to generate certain feelings.
Right.
So if you think you have to clean yourself up in order to be closer to God, then when you fail, when you look at your life and realize, hey, I haven't cleaned myself up, then your feelings are going to follow, and you're going to feel distant from God. You're going to feel dirty in His sight. But those feelings are coming from your thoughts. So your heart is saying, hey, you want to trust the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart has been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. So that's good news. Now you want to get your mind aligned with the truth. And when your mind is aligned with the truth, then your feelings are going to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's important for us to understand. So many of us, think, hey, if I could just get this down in my heart, everything's going to be different. Well, it's already down in the heart. It's the head that's the problem. And as soon as we get the head aligned with the heart, then the feelings are going to follow suit.
Yeah, those emotions are just totally unreliable. What we need is to respond to truth that comes into our minds and in our hearts and our spirits through the Word of God. Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us again. Open lines 844-322-2742. And once again, our deepest thanks to everyone who helps by supporting Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. You are the reason that we're able to be on the air each day with the good news of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ. And as you make your October gift, we're going to send you a copy of our book, The Basic Gospel. The name tells the story, as I said, and you can make your gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. We hope you'll join us. We love getting this message out as far and wide as absolutely possible. So visit basicgospel.net. Click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage.
Hey, Bob, this book, The Basic Gospel, I've handed quite a number of copies of this out to friends and family members. And I wrote a chapter about why the basics are so important in life, in any area of life, whether you're in sports, whether you're in business, whether it doesn't matter what endeavor you're in, you need to know the essentials to be successful in that area. And so it is with the good news of Jesus Christ. We need to know some basic truths. So I wrote a chapter about the importance of the basics, the essentials.
Right.
It's not elementary stuff. It's essential stuff. You're not going to be successful without those essentials. And then we just filled the rest of the book with verses. We looked at Jesus Christ, the essentials about Jesus. What do we need to know about Him? We need to know that He's God. We need to know that He's fully man. We need to know that He became one of us. We need to know that He's Savior. We need to know that He's Messiah. We need to know all of those things about Jesus Christ. So we've laid that out. Well, what do we need to know about the Word of God? What are the essentials concerning the Bible? And we've laid out those passages. What are the essentials about the cross, about the new covenant, about the resurrection, about our identity in Christ, about how we live this Christian life, about faith, hope, and love? So all of those are in this particular book, and we've just divided those by subject matter. We've just listed verse after verse after verse. So it is a tremendous resource to you, not only individually, but it is a tremendous resource that you could use in Sunday school classes and small group Bible studies, just with your family. If you're a father and want to teach truth to your kids, you could just go through this and read three or four passages to them on a daily basis, maybe once a week, whatever your schedule allows. But when you do, you will be getting the essential truths into your kids. Mm-hmm. So this is a great resource. Take advantage of this. And it's our thank you gift for your contribution to Basic Gospel so that others can hear this good news. Yeah. So please make a gift today and request your copy of The Basic Gospel.
You can do that at basicgospel.net, of course, as always, and we hope that you will partner with us. You know, all the questions that come in from our listeners are important, and sometimes there are questions that we go into the archive, and they are just so very good that we want to bring them back out from time to time and address them. And this is the case with this question from Teresa. She says, please explain 1 Corinthians 14:34 in relation to women teaching in the church.
Well, it's a passage that is talking about the gift of tongues and the gift of prophecy. That's what 1 Corinthians 14 is all about. And obviously, the Corinthians were having a very tough time of maintaining order in their services, in their gatherings. Mm-hmm. Why? Because people would stand up and speak in tongues, and there weren't people to interpret. So it was just chaos. It was just mass confusion. And God is not the author of confusion. He is the God of order, and we see that in the universe. Mm-hmm. And the more detail that we uncover, for example, in the human body, we see just how ordered God really is and how detailed he is. So he wants our gatherings to be an orderly experience, not a chaotic experience, not a confusing experience, not something that's wild and woolly. And so he's chastising the Corinthians for their disorderly conduct. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, hey, you think the gift of tongues is important? I'm telling you, the gift of prophecy is more important as far as your assembly is concerned. And he goes on to say, if you're going to long for something, long for that gift of prophecy. Mm-hmm. And so this particular verse follows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So he's just saying, hey, I want to maintain order. And in this particular deal, it says, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. The women should keep silent, for they are not permitted to speak. Apparently, a lot of the confusion and the chaos and the tongues and that sort of thing was coming from females, and he's just saying, hey, let's maintain order.
Yeah.
That's all he's saying.
That's all he's saying. Well, in the time that we have left, I think we can address this question from Vincent. What is the difference between the soul and the spirit?
Well, that's a really good question. And I would say this, the spirit is that part of us that asks those important questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? So that's the part of us that has a connection to God. When we come to Christ, we're connected to him spiritually.
Right.
So our spirits are in union with the Holy Spirit. The soul is the personality. It's how we express ourselves out there in the world. So it's the mind, emotions, and will. It's what we think. It's what we choose. It's what we feel in life. So the spiritual, that part of us that connects to God, that part of us that asks those deep questions, the soul, the mind, emotion, and will, that's our human personality. That's how we express ourselves out there.
Very good. Thank you, Bob, for that. And friends, thanks for joining us today for Basic Gospel. We love hearing from you. Well, tomorrow we'll continue in our series of Bob Christopher's Top 10 Favorite Passages, and this will be number 5 in the series, and we hope you'll join us for it. In the meantime, if you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can leave a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. I have to say that's a number you should jot down and keep handy at all times. Or you can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Any way is a great way to pose your question to us here at Basic Gospel. Once again, our deepest thanks to everyone who helped support this message of Basic Gospel with your prayers and your gifts. You are the reason we're able to be on the air each day with this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you make your October gift, as Bob was saying, we'll send you a copy of our wonderful book, The Basic Gospel. The name tells the story, and you can make your gift anytime at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for Bob's favorite passage, number 5, on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.